Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody, on this Memorial Day. It's May 25th, 2015. Crab diving live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. It's a little bit after 5 p.m. if you be listening to us out east. Either way, thank you for listening. You also might have downloaded us as a podcast from Stitcher or iTunes or crabdiving.com. However the fuck you take us in. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, the day that we honor those that have fallen.
Yes.
Of course, the Republicans are trying to shit on everything they've fallen for. But, you know, what the hell.
There's yeah.
a ton of stories out there. God, just over the weekend, just piling up. I also had a 24-hour off period.
Oh, yes.
But
oh, are you referring to your birthday?
Well, my birthday and the subsequent, the day after,
yes.
A little bit. I didn't drink too much, but sometimes the whole migraine thing kicks in. But just a pile of right-wing nut jobbery and a lot of duggering.
Oh, my God.
Lots of duggering going on.
These people are disgusting.
There's something going on with them. The whole Quiverful movement is just so creepy as fuck. And now there's like some other group that came out and is defending them. They're like, oh, that's another Quiverful family. And there's a picture of them with the mom and the dad and like nine boys.
Oh,
and they've
God.
All got guns. They've all got their rifles.
God, we have the worst culture. We have the worst fucking culture in this goddamn country sometimes. I just saw a fucking gun story, by the way. Some company, it just went out of business, thank goodness. But they were making it so, like, a normal person could hit a target from, like, 500 yards away with a sniper rifle. It's user-friendly.
Well, that's nice.
God. Like, why do we need that? And if they're...
Well, I'm sure everything's going to get more computerized, that kind of shit, right? Like, well, it's going to be a... target, you know, you just put the gun out there, and it measures the wind, it measures the distance, it measures everything automatically. I'm sure they have scopes like that already.
Right. Well, the company went out of business because their gun was too fucking expensive. But they were like, you know, this is what is to come in the gun industry.
Right.
Making it easier for normal people to blow someone's head off.
Well, they tried the whole smart gun thing where you need your fingerprint or your dick print or, you know, a DNA sample or something to get the gun to fire. And they ain't abiding by that. They don't like
that. It's a saliva sample.
It is.
Yeah. So dumb.
You got to swab your cheek before you try to shoot that sucker.
People in Europe must be like, what? Yeah, yeah. They must be so confused by us. They must not understand. Like,
well, it's the Wild West. They think it's Deadwood. They really do think that we're all walking around just packing.
Well, go to fucking Starbucks in Dallas-Fort Worth. You have people sitting around there with their goddamn M16 slung across their fucking back.
Right.
In Georgia, go to the Chick-fil-A. I got my pea shooter tucked in my belt.
Yeah, I feel so much safer when I walk into a place and there's a couple of big fat white guys with long guns.
I mean, Jesus. We're so fucking violent. Case in point, Memorial Day.
And again, who's the one who's going to get taken out first? I mean, there are very few instances of where these jerk-offs walking around with these long guns are saving the day. Occasionally, maybe somebody with a concealed carry or something, because they don't know they've got a gun, right? It's concealed.
Right.
But these assholes who are walking around, they might as well have their dicks out.
Yeah.
They're going to be the first ones.
They
getting
are
targeted. If you're ISIS, you kick in the door of Chick-fil-A inexplicably in Waco, Texas or something. Who are you going to aim at?
And by the way, are these big fat asses walking around with their stupid fucking guns? How quick are they going to be to, you know, squeeze off a few rounds? I mean, are they really that?
Or get into position and squeeze off a few rounds.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how to shoot a gun. What do you have to do? You pick the gun up, you point it who you want to fucking, you know, shoot to death. And then what?
Then you pull the trigger and it goes boom.
I don't know. I just don't think everybody's Jack Bauer out there.
Oh, right.
I think it's going to be, if something goes down in Georgia, one of these open carry, you know, circle jerks.
With it slung on their back. Is that what you're saying? Like, that's not the most prepared way to carry.
I mean, if the idea is that to open carry, you'll be able to defend yourself quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone will be more safe, then shouldn't everyone walk around with their finger on the trigger with the gun pointed outward?
Right.
Prepared for any kind of, you know,
right,
insurgency of bad guys.
If you want, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, here's a little social media tip for you. If you want to rouse up some good hate, call guns weapons of mass destruction.
Oh my God, I know. I don't even know. Like, listen, I looked on that yesterday and I tried to fucking, I almost started replying to these, but I don't.
Even, yeah.
I don't know pointless. What to do.
It's just pointless. Let them spew. And even if you use the hashtag gun sense, which is supposed to be.
That's ours, stupid.
Pro gun sense, but they troll the fuck out of that. Yeah. And especially you tweeted out something about guns. It was a heinous gun story. And you called them WMDs. Oh, my God.
Some gun store got broken into, and 15 big dangerous rifles are out on the street doing, who knows what the fuck they're doing. It's horrible.
That was the story.
Yeah. I mean, I you know. Listen, a gun is a weapon of mass destruction because you can kill more than one person with each gun. There you go.
Well, yeah, I'm not arguing.
I know.
Drove them fucking nuts. Every tweet that we got back. WMDs, stupid liberals, weapons of mass destruction means
fuck
chemical
you,
weapons and atomic weapons, you dummies.
Hey, dumbass. I'm just counting the days until your little 2-year-old son crawls into mommy's purse,
ooh,
picks up her gun and kills you.
There's no subtlety there, too. I mean, you're not, obviously, you're being hyperbolic.
Yes.
You're making a joke. They don't understand that, God, they're so fucking touchy.
That liberal hippie queer's being hyperbolic. I misunderstood.
They're such little crybabies and so touchy.
Yeah.
And they're the ones with the guns. That ain't good.
Yeah. I know. It's a little nerve-wracking,
isn't
it?
They're the ones we would rather have to go through all these checks and everything.
Yeah, slow your roll, Yosemite Sam. Don't get so pissed off.
If you want to use Darth Cheney's logic, where he was like, you know, when people talking about snooping in our emails and shit, and he was like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you got to hide? What do you care? What about that logic? Let's put that dumb logic to guns, too.
Hey, listen, you're going to talk about Dick Cheney and guns. I got one thing for you. Watch your face.
Yeah.
He wants to shoot it off.
Right.
And he won't get in trouble either.
Well, no, he's white and privileged.
That's
and
right.
Rich and dick.
Fuck you.
He was president of the United States.
I'm white, dummy.
At the time.
Right.
Also, go follow us on the social media, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like. @crabdiving, one word.
Yes.
Like diving for crabs.
Right.
And we keep one of our eye holes open, you know, once in a while to it. Give us a call if you like. We are also on the Skype machine. Crab Diving is the name. Or give us a call on the telephone, 323-601-5427.
Ring-a-ding.
323-601-LIBS.
Fuck you.
With an S, not a Z.
Fuck you, gun trolls. Give us a call, pussies.
I don't want to talk to any gun
you
trolls.
Fucking assholes. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they're listening.
I'm sure there's a lot they of gun me. Nuts. Yeah. Listen to Crab Dive. Let's call up and call them fags.
Download's a download. I don't give a shit.
That's true. A hit's a hit, motherfuckers. Speaking of hits, before we get to the headlines, there's so much going on, but this is one of my favoriteest stories that happened. This is from the sovereign state, the Republic itself.
Don't mess with Texas.
Gross.
Of Texas. They were Sunday, I guess, you know, they're trying to get they're legislating a done in Texas.
Right.
Because they were slaving away on a Sunday night.
Fuck you.
In the Texas legislature.
I wish we had slaves.
The good old days. I saw, I'll get back to this story. It's open here. I'll
right.
I saw a comment.
Yeah.
In the heinous sphere, you know, over the weekend, somewhere out in the dark depths of the internet on a story about, I don't know, something about black people, racism, you know, something to do with that. And the comment basically was, well, these blacks, meaning our black brethren that live with us here in the United States of America, these blacks should be grateful for slavery because look at how even the poor ones here. And then it was this other argument. They've got refrigerators. They've got TVs. They've got cars. They've got all this.
Refrigerators.
Where had we left them in Africa, they'd still apparently have a bone through their nose and AIDS.
Right. Those two things specifically. How stupid.
Heinous and dumb.
Dumbasses.
Oh, you know what it was? It was the article, which we'll get to. Oh, we'll talk to it.
We did him a favor.
But it was about the Confederate flag burning.
Oh,
that article is already like thousands of people have seen it already.
That's awesome.
On our Facebook page. It's gone crazy.
There's a couple of those like that on there.
Yeah,
every day.
Join our Facebook page. Angry liberals buzzing around like bees sometimes, and a few trolls have joined in.
Join us.
They ain't doing well.
Yeah.
The trolls aren't doing well.
Fuck you.
There's a meme battle going on one of
meme.
Them.
Meme.
That always cracks me up. It's like, one guy, his answer to his argument where somebody's like, oh yeah, well, where are your facts? To back this up is he'll put out a meme that's like, oh, dumber is a retard.
Maybe he
got us.
Woo! Well, you know, man, the Republicans, the GOP types, their definition of fact is different than yours.
Well, yes. It's fuzzy.
It's what Alex Jones says. It's or what
tribble-like facts.
Bill O'Reilly shits out on faux news. Look at me. It's a fact.
So this happened in Texas. They were debating a bill, SB 575, Senate Bill 575, on the State Affairs Committee, and Senator Byron Cook.
Right.
Republican.
He sounds white.
Told the head of the committee, also Republican, State Representative Jonathan Strickland.
God damn it!
That he would drop some amendment to some dealio. It's on this abortion deal.
Oh, God.
And
what, pro or against? Cook, pro-choice?
Well, no, they're both
trying
to get chain link fences slapped over the vagina once there's a baby batch blown in there. You're not allowed in there. That's got to live.
There's something growing in there.
But I guess it's just, they're just nuanced at how heinous they want the bill to be. Because this guy, Cook, had said, okay, I'll move this bill forward if Strickland drops this amendment, which would have banned abortions even if they find fetal abnormalities.
God damn.
So this Strickland guy wants, even if they say, oh dear God, when they look at the sonogram, or oh my God, when they look at some test, that you're going to give birth to a lump of squiggling spaghetti.
Oh my God.
They he still wants them to carry to term.
You know, it's going to be, it's, you know, these fucking asshole right-wing nut jobs. It's going to be so great when they realize there's no God or no Jesus.
Well, that's going to be when they're dead.
Yeah, no. So that will never happen.
Lose, yeah.
We're never going to get that satisfaction.
We don't get our edification. So.
It's just, I just want to see that moment where they realize it's all bullshit. I want to see their little right. fucking face melt.
Like Ralphie's, Ralphie's heartbreaking on The Simpsons.
In slow motion.
So... Now, Cook kind of kept his word. He dropped his amendment. But then there was something else because that was heinous in it. Because three of the women Republicans on the committee.
Women Republicans.
Sarah Davis, Debbie Riddle, and Patricia Harless.
Debbie Reynolds?
Riddle.
Oh, sorry.
Like the Riddler.
Yes.
Without the er. They ended up backing out of the bill on the calendars committee at the last minute, and they sided with the Democrats, and they killed it, making it a 7-7 vote means it didn't go forward. So this, the three women still found it heinous enough, three Republican women, that they bailed.
Holy shit.
So now this other dude, Cook, blamed the Strickland guy for not keeping his women in order,
oh
basically.
My God.
And they had to be separated. They almost got into a fucking fist fight. These are adult males that are allegedly responsible, sane human beings who are legislating shit, and they're coming to blows on the House floor.
We would hope that our legislators would be able to talk shit out, especially among themselves.
We always laugh our asses off at these other countries when we see these legislatures. You know, somebody throws a chair at somebody or something. Oh, look at how uncivilized they are.
It never happen here.
Yeah, it's going on in Texas. The sergeants there, the House sergeants had to stop Republican State Representative Jonathan Strickland from attacking Representative Byron Cook. About 9:30 p.m., an enraged Strickland got into Cook's face on the House floor. There was a brief yelling match, and they nearly came to blows, but House sergeants cut in between the two.
The House sergeant.
To prevent it from continuing.
What were they going to fight in a big jello pool or something? That would have been great.
Cook, the guy who, he said, my commitment was to get the bill out of state affairs, to get it to calendars. I did everything I could do. What I can't do is interfere with other members' free will to vote their conscience.
Shit, I mean.
Everybody should be able to do that. And women sent a clear message that they weren't comfortable with this legislation. Probably weren't comfortable with us men telling them what to do.
God, all fuck. Hold on.
And I respect that.
Holy shit.
This is the Republican who got attacked with a rare moment of tiny bit of clarity. Probably they ain't comfortable with us telling them what
shit,
to do.
Man. How do you vote for that if you have a vagina?
I'm
just
speculating here. I'm using my college education to put the two and two together to get seven.
Am I missing something? I remember a while back, Rance Priebus.
Right.
He said that the new Republican Party has to reach out to minorities and women. Didn't he say?
Yeah.
So, like, how's that going, guys?
Well, they reach out with one finger. At the end of the hand.
We want to put a fucking chain link fence around the puss.
Eventually,
great.
Though, somehow the temper tantrum worked, and they reconvened, and it moved forward 8-0. So the two of the Republican women were marked as absent, and one of the Republican women swung her vote to support.
All right.
There's no word on why they changed their mind, but there you go. A little bit of civilization down in Texas.
Holy shit.
Coming to blows because he wouldn't keep his women folk in order. I mean, you notice this asshole doesn't go swinging at the women folk who changed their mind. He goes swinging at this Cook guy because he couldn't keep them in line.
It's crazy, too. To me, it's an abortion. It's like... It's a non-issue. This is women's rights. Is this 1950?
1850. It's Texas.
Why aren't they getting in fights over a minimum wage? Isn't that important as well? Or like,
we want to create more jobs. No, we do.
God.
Never hear that.
What? This is funny. It's like, what the Republican Party I mean, they're just so, they just hate women. Straight up.
Right. They want to control. Control the vagina.
What?
They're desperate. They're losing control of black people, of Mexicans, of
the vagina.
Vagina. It's God, horrible it's for hard them. To be a white man. You saw what Bill O'Reilly said. There's a war on white men in this
country. How much longer are they going to be able to deny global warming, climate change? How much longer? That's going to come
Inhofe
to an end. Inhofe
will be 6 feet deep underwater in Oklahoma before he finally would acknowledge anything, that evil fuck.
God. Congratulations, white guys. Another win.
Congratulations,
for the
guys.
Fucking universe.
Speaking of one of the big stories on our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the convo there.
Participate with the crabs.
Participate. Make sure you condom up. leave your keys at the door. This guy that we talked about on Friday, go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher.
Yes.
And if you go to iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a really cool review. That'd be really nice.
If you can figure out how to do it.
If you can figure
it's
that out.
It's a big pain in the ass.
Consider it the gamification of crab diving. It's a game to try to get you to try to
we
got to
gamify this motherfucker.
So lots of comments on the story about the performance artist today, Florida artist, who is going to be... John Sims is his name, who's going to be hosting. I don't know if he's traveling around or he's today. He's burning.
He's in one place, right? And he's got a lot of other operations going on at the same time.
I think that was it. I thought it was kind of like it's going to be an event slated to take place in all of the former Confederate states.
I guess he would have to have a helicopter.
It's taking place in multiple southern cities on Memorial Day. So he's obviously got some friends.
How awesome would it be though if he was just traveling around in a helicopter and just touching down in like a city square, like, all right guys, we're burning the thing you love the most.
Just drag it burning in the sky.
Right.
He said the Confederate flag is a flag of terror from its use by the Ku Klux Klan in the 20s to the anti-civil rights movements of the 50s and 60s. The flag is almost too toxic to handle for those who do. I'm suspicious of their engagement. Are you in denial?
Mm.
He's got a point. The comments that you see, even some of them that are on our crab diving Facebook, pull out this bullshit of, it's just pride in your heritage. It ain't racist. It ain't anti-America.
But it was a bunch of states that seceded and then attacked the country and then they fucking lost. And in the process, they fucking own people. Why are we...
Right.
What are you proud of about that, you fucking idiots?
Right.
It's your heritage. Do you bring out pictures of uncles that molested people that you're related to? Or that's maybe part of your heritage? What other shitty things do you drag out of the closet?
Not all racists have Confederate flags. But I'm willing to bet that all people who are waving the Confederate flag around are racists. Sound of gong. You can't tell me that there's some shit going on. There's some bullshittery, some ass baggery.
Dude, if you got the stars and bars hanging in your house, you're straight up racist.
Well, yeah.
There's no way you're not.
I was proud. Southern pride.
Well,
fuck you.
Southern pride. You're proud of your racism. We get it. We understand. You fucking assholes.
One of the events will be coordinated in Orlando by Rollins College history professor Julian Chambliss, who's gonna put it inside of a wooden box and burn it, and then scatter the ashes on a pond.
Be careful. Be careful out there, guys. Some people really love that flag.
Now, a local member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Oh, shit.
John Adams.
Yes. John
looks
Adams.
Looks good for 260.
All right.
Said that while he respected Chambliss's and Sims' right to political speech, he questioned their choice to hold the event on Memorial Day. Even on our Facebook, that seems to be mostly on our Facebook, is like one guy even said, take a shit on it first.
Yeah, I saw the comments.
That seems to be most of the
sentiment.
The sentiment is it's treason. Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah, we don't need it.
But a few of them are also saying, like this guy, Robert, says, they lost, burn it. But do it on Tuesday, not Memorial Day.
Shouldn't you do it on a day that matters?
I don't know. Is it taking away from the dignity? Although we're doing this show.
You know, I mean,
speaking of taking away the dignity.
I mean, to be honest,
taking away the dignity of the...
I think it's kind of an important thing to happen on Memorial Day. I mean, is it part of it like questioning what we've done in the past?
Oh, how dare you?
Well,
no.
I mean, if you really want to whiteify Memorial Day, then you're just like, hey, we salute the military and everything it fucking does.
Well, these people are saying the rebels that fought were military, too.
Well, they didn't, you know, and they probably didn't have a choice, a lot of them. They just probably had to fight.
They were grunts like everybody else.
But that doesn't mean we can't question what the fuck was going on and what was happening.
Right.
The and leaders.
Also, you ain't saluting their memory when you put that on a t-shirt that says accepting blowjobs below and then a Confederate flag. You're not saluting anybody.
Right.
With your shit test.
What about if it's a bikini, a Stars and Bars bikini? Because I've seen that before.
Well, where is the stars?
All
is
over.
Is there one like on the asshole of the tank and shit? Then well, I think that may be sullying the memory a little bit. So that's what's going on there. This Florida artist may be going on as we speak, may have gone on. I don't see anything in the news about any artists being attacked.
I mean, God damn it.
Nut jobs.
I mean, of all days to question what the fuck we're doing in the world, it should be today. I mean, look, we're violent.
I was just asking the question.
Oh, yeah. And I'm answering.
Yeah.
We're violent as fuck. Lied into a war.
This person says, Darren on our Facebook says, burn it. But choose a better day than Memorial Day. This is a solemn day to remember those that have died serving our country.
You're wrong, Darren.
Nathaniel responds, so why not burn an enemy flag?
Yeah. it's the day, that this is the one day it matters to do that.
Lynn says she hopes someone's watching that young man's back.
Oh,
he's done shit like this before. I have a feeling he's probably prepared.
Does he have an exit strategy?
Jim's a little more worked up. Jim says the people who are pissed should be tied to a post and burned for treason.
Ooh, shit.
We don't advocate violence on crab diving, but
I advocate a lot of sitting around and watching Netflix and smoking your medicine.
We understand the sentiment.
Dee 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 dee.
Bill, one of our resident trolls.
Oh, Bill. Lindemood, or what's his fucking last name?
Yeah.
That's on our Facebook.
Said,
it out there.
I hope he gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
And that opened up a whole can of liberal worms. Because Jim responded, Bill, you should be tied to a post and burned for treason, you fucking traitor. Jim, not original, but, you know,
right.
Bringing out the same argument he had before. And then Bill said, bring it, Jimmy boy. I'm from Texas. What does that mean? I'm from Texas. I can beat anybody.
It means it's bad is what it means.
Fucking moron.
I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
Richard
put up a meme that said you didn't
meme.
For Bill that said you didn't fall out of the stupid tree. You were dragged through the entire damn forest or dumbass forest. And then they just got into a big meme
fight.
Battle.
Yeah. That's
so join
hilarious.
In, ladies and gentlemen. Lots going on the Facebook page. Lots of memes and cartoons and shit that we, you know, obviously can't push through the microphones here on Crab Diving. And stories that we don't get to, stories we do get to. So join in. Lots of conversations going on.
How nice that we have meme battles now instead of fist fights.
True, unless you're in Texas.
Yeah, well, that restaurant, don't you think? That's how this motorcycle gang, that's how they should have resolved their differences. Get out your memes! Open up Photoshop!
Right, I'm unfriend everybody. We're having a mass unfriending. let's see what's going on. I guess we could see what's...
I'm blocking you on Facebook.
What the headlines are on this lovely Memorial Day.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, May the 25th. 2015.
The year of our Lord, or the day.
These are the headlines. ladies and gentlemen. We like to see what's going on in the world. Check out the commie, pinko, liberal, Huffington Post.
Ariana Huffington, working hard on a beautiful Memorial Day.
Do you think she has an office at the HuffPo, or is she allowed to publish at will? I mean, it is her paper.
I would think so. If she writes something, probably is going to get published. Sure.
Right.
She doesn't own it anymore, though. The AOL bought her out, right? She made a bag load of cash.
Yeah, she's sellout. You're a sellout.
When crab diving, there's definitely a number of zeros that could buy crab diving.
A couple.
Said that. It ain't much. Yeah. We could be rented for pennies. Yes,
please.
The headline over at the Huffington Post says, another mega merger.
Oh, this is good for us, right?
No, this is Time Warner Cable nearing an agreement to be acquired by none other than Charter Communications.
God,
for about $55 billion.
Hey, Time Warner, if you're listening, I will pay the bill. Will you quit calling
me? This is such bullshit because we just finally got out of that Time Warner Comcast merger.
How is this one
and
different?
And then Time Warner turned around and said, well, okay, we can't fuck them, so let's fuck the Charter Communications.
Oh, yes.
Actually, it's the other way around. Charter's buying them, even though Charter's smaller.
Right.
That out. The second and third largest U.S. cable operators are going to try to merge. How is that remotely good for competition? I still don't understand this. They keep trying to lube up our assholes for this shit by saying that it's going to be good for the consumer if there's less choice.
I don't know.
Of companies.
I mean, that's some straight up Republican brain jujitsu, right?
How does this work? The only people it's going to benefit are the shareholders because they can't possibly milk any more money out of the stone dry titties of these corporations. They can't get their profits to rise. They can get them to stay the same. We only made $5 billion in profits. Why didn't we make 5.5? God damn it. What a fail.
But don't they say if they're not allowed to have this merger, they won't be profitable or their business will go away? Please
break up, you cunts.
Relax.
Break the fuck up.
Everyone is sending you money every month.
Too big to exist is what a lot of these things are. And then we need to go off these banks, too.
You know, it makes it easier, though, for you to choose your cable provider. There's just one. I'll take that one. That's have a choice.
It's the American way.
It's a load off my mind.
They don't, I don't know. These capitalists can't seem to explain that one away, though, how having less competition and giving big, giant, evil corporations even more power to smash the smaller corporations. How is that helping the consumer? And how does that help America?
Will the customer service be better if there's absolutely no competition?
Right.
Nowhere else for me to go.
It's the worst right now. They don't care.
Why don't we build a cable facility ourselves? Build a tower.
Some towns are. And they're trying to sue the fuck out of them. Like, it didn't work in, I think it was, Kentucky, Tennessee,
Arkansas,
one of them, Charleston. I don't know. It was one of those towns,
Arkansas or some shit
that created their own Wi-Fi network. They said, "Fuck you!" Kicked the cable companies out, raised taxes a little bit to pay for a public utility. And guess what? Everybody's bills went way down. And guess what else happened? They've got the fastest fucking internet in the United goddamn states.
It was Kentucky. I remember that story.
Right now, they've got the fastest internet.
But our internet is not.
No.
It sucks.
And because they have no, why would they? There's no competition.
Why would they make it better?
They have no incentive to make it better for us. Right. Yeah. It hurts their bottom line. If we upgrade and give them faster equipment, well, we're going to cut into our profits. How can we do that? That's not good. How is that money in the Caymans? It's getting lonely.
It's just sitting there collecting dust. Piles of cash locked away in a vault that helped no one.
Right.
It's maddening. There's a guy a block away in a tent.
Yep.
on the sidewalk in front of the mobile station or something. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post. Another merger. They're probably against it. Drudge Report's probably jerking off to it. Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Dumb yourselves down. Set the clocks back, I don't know, several hundred or thousand years.
I'm a caveman.
We've got to get scared, everybody.
Mexicans.
Make sure you put on your Depends, because you might be squirting. Fighter jets scramble following at least six reports of threats to passenger planes, officials say.
Are they attack? Is Texas under attack from America?
At least six flights were impacted by threats at airports in New York, New Jersey, and Boston. So there have been some threats, but nothing's happened.
This is horrible. I don't like that at all.
An Air France plane was escorted to JFK in New York this morning after an anonymous threat was made against that flight.
Oh, crap.
The plane landed, was checked, cleared. No incidents or hazards.
So what happens when you're sitting there on the plane? Does the pilot come on? Hello, passengers. We're going to be redirecting to JFK where we could be under terrorist attack.
I don't think they might let them know unless their whole escorting thing. I think you might notice a couple of fighter jets escorting you.
If I'm on that plane, don't tell me. That's better for you.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, look, our wonderful Air Force has decided to honor us in this Memorial Day and help us as we go to the ground.
And the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, are they going to light us up? Are they going to shoot us out of the fucking sky like on 9/11?
They said the decision to scramble two fighter jets was done out of an abundance of caution. They said that state police had received an anonymous call of a chemical weapons threat aboard Air France Flight 22.
Oh, shit.
Which was en route from Paris to New York City. So, I mean, they didn't even get rerouted. They landed where they were going. The tip was called in 6:45 a.m. on an untraceable line. Somebody's been watching 24.
Right.
Caller did not identify himself. What would it be? Of course the caller didn't identify himself. What great journalism. They sent two F-15s out to follow it into the U.S. airspace. Oh, it said they flew it away so passengers and crew would not be able to see the plane.
Oh, that's great.
So they're probably above and below them, so nobody knew what was going on.
Brilliant. Well, right, because if there happened to be terrorists on that plane,
they would have seen them, right?
The jig is up.
Nothing dangerous was found on board. A Saudi flight from Saudi Arabia was also escorted.
Oh, great.
Same deal, I guess.
I mean, when this happens and they finally get to where they're going, does the NSA or who the fuck ever, do they come in to the plane, guns blazing?
And two more flights to Newark were also affected. A Delta Airlines flight from London and a United Airlines flight from Madrid.
Yeah.
A threat also turned up negative for a Delta flight from Paris to Logan in Boston. So it seems like people are calling in a lot of shenanigan threats. I hope they're not trying to, like, distract.
Yeah, it's that's true.
Or maybe they're testing to see what the responses are.
Oh, my God.
Who knows? Could be. I sound like
you sound like Alex Jones.
Right.
We are. America is under attack.
It's a false flag.
I saw some fucking news story. The headline was like, every terrorist event in America in the last some odd years has been a false flag operation.
Oh, jeez. Buy our shrink wrapped food.
The government is coming for your guns and your God and Texas, apparently.
So that's the headline on the Drudge Report.
How much does it cost to send a couple of fighter jets up to escort a plane? It's got to be a shit ton of money,
some
man.
Dough. Probably some cash.
Do you think that's what happened to that plane on 9/11? Above Pennsylvania that was on the way to the White House, supposedly. Was it shot down?
Nah.
Was it taken out?
I don't think so.
You think it crashed?
Yes.
Then how do you...
I think they would have said if it was shot down.
Then how do you explain the debris pattern?
Oh, come on.
and Building 7. I'm going to get some fucking text.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
that
yeah.
Comment.
We're going to get email. Here at Crab Diving. Not as much as guns.
Oh, God, no.
But, yeah.
God, you pussies with your guns. God, they are so sensitive. Why are they so sensitive? The gun nuts.
They are.
Fear? Do they think I'm going to come get their guns?
I guess. I mean, but here we are, you know, 6.5 years into Obama's presidency, and nobody has gotten their guns.
He's black and a Muslim.
He didn't even come for them yet.
Yeah. When's he going to do that? Well, he's leaving that to his last year in office.
Right. You think?
Yeah, man. As soon as he gets that TPP pushed through, he's going to come for your guns.
He's got to stir up the black people some more so that he can declare martial law. That's the plan, right?
Right.
I've got a story.
I mean, I would let him be president again. I mean, comparing to the other presidents we've had, why not? Who gives a shit?
Obama?
He did a good job.
Sure.
Let him do it one more time.
They were just, I mean, well, who is the one that ended up causing them to go crazy and put in that 2-term limit? But Roosevelt, the biggest socialist president we've ever had that everybody loved. You know why? Because he did all that stuff that helped people.
Like, you know,
Social Security and jobs and infrastructure. And commie pinko shit like that.
It's like, you know what? It's Medicare. So weird. If the government is supposed to be like our parents or be in charge of us or something, that is like saying you don't want the free health care and you don't want college paid for. Okay? That's like telling your parents at Christmas, don't get me anything. You're a little 8-year-old kid. You want a bunch of gifts. Don't get me anything. I want you to be small parents. Hands off. Just let me fend for myself on Christmas. Get big, stupid libertarian. I want the government to do shit for me. I want entitlements. I want shit.
Well, right. The big difference is that libertarians and the GOP morons these days think that the stuff that we think should be performed by the government.
Right.
Which, despite waste, we know that's going to happen. And we know bureaucracy is going to happen because it just kind of happens. But at least the ultimate goal of government is to help the people, not to add dollar signs to the shareholders and to trust that we're supposed to trust everything to corporations to handle everything. They'll be good to people. Don't worry.
But at Vile Experience, isn't one of the worst things about Obamacare is that it has turned all of our doctors essentially into slaves?
Right. According to Rand Paul.
God! That guy's running for president.
Well,
he's mentally ill.
Yeah, Kate could run for president.
Listen, we got a bunch of nutballs running.
Maybe not. I don't know if she's not 35.
But we got some deal breakers.
And dog years, she's
35. Oh, yeah. I would vote for Kate because we got some deal breakers. Rand Paul, no way. Fuck him.
Ted Cruz.
After that comment is so insane. Huckabee. No way you can vote for him for president. He supports diddlers.
Oh, yeah. He's got Duggar Diddler taint all over his lips right now.
He's gross. He's a shithead.
God, there's so many of them trying to defend that fucker.
Why? Oh, wait. He's a white guy that worships the same sky god you do.
It's really amazing how... I'm just trying to imagine a couple different scenarios. One is, had he diddled boy duggers, what would have happened? Like, would they be standing behind him as much as they are?
No way.
And also, I mean, I lost my other point. I'm looking through. I'm trying to find this other story.
Yeah.
They
wouldn't have. There's no way they would have supported the guy. They'd been like, he's a freak. He's gay. This is the gay agenda. Gay rights. It would have lumped it all into that.
Right. And now I'm
fucking
stupid. On the other side, what if it was a Democrat or if it was
Democrat,
somebody on the left that this had happened to?
Queers.
What if it was like a pro-gay church?
Burn in hell.
And, you know, this had happened to one of the preachers there or something. Oh, my God. They'd be screaming. Look.
Right.
Put him in jail. Why ain't he in jail? Why ain't his permanent record? Why ain't he a sex offender? Why didn't he register as a sex offender? Why didn't we brand a big S on his forehead?
It's just like these Republicans. They're fucking just sensitive hypocrites.
Oh, yeah. Punish, punish, punish. Unless it's one of them.
Right.
Then you don't. Go to our Facebook. We got a couple stories about these
dickheads.
Yeah, these dried slug cum trails.
You don't even know.
I don't know what slugs.
Slugs. How did the jizz, slugs have? You don't.
I don't care. In my cartoon version, a slug just blasted all over the sidewalk. And
look
let it
up.
Sit for a few days, and that's a Republican.
Right. Well, I don't know. Do slugs have sperm and testicles?
I'm sure they have some sex organs of some sort.
We can know. We have computers right here.
We do.
We can find out. But it's not germane.
This one guy, one guy is saying that he thinks that the police officer, the police chief,
right,
who complied with a Freedom of Information Act request,
Sharia compliant
legal request,
yes,
he legally complied with it to release these documents that mentioned that. Duggar diddled. And this guy is saying that there should have been a law preventing this from happening.
There is a law. Isn't there a law? It's called rape or something like that.
Well, he says it's bad that it came out that it was the sisters, because in the police reports, they redact the names of the victims.
Oh, okay.
The mayor there has said, from every indication I have, the chief and city attorney reluctantly did what they had to do to comply with the state Freedom of Information law.
So this might not have come out at all.
He says, now the guy, this state, Arkansas state, diaper load.
Sure.
Rep here. This guy named Hester, Senator Bart Hester from Cave Springs, Arkansas.
Oh my God. What a name. Bart Hester.
He says, from every indication I have, the chief and city attorney reluctantly. Oh, wait. That's what the police chief just said. This guy says, Hester's pissed.
Yeah.
Hester says, the city of Springdale's liability seems endless on this. I certainly anticipate criminal charges.
God damn it!
Against Chief O'Kelly. He wants to put the chief in jail for releasing the Duggar Diddler info.
Right. Well, hey, wait. Who in this scenario thinks, who do you think should go to jail? Ooh, the diddler maybe. Why does no one want to put the diddler in jail? I mean,
meanwhile, the police report, which had contained enough details that they were able to identify the Duggar sisters as the victims, they probably just were like circumstantial. It probably said, you know, while the plaintiff was sleeping, the defendant diddled or whatever. So they probably didn't name them, but it was enough that you could figure it out easily enough.
God, this guy's a fucking monster. This Duggar guy.
The reports were ordered destroyed last week by a judge. And guess where this judge came from? He was appointed previously to two judicial committees by then former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
Oh, my God.
Another Duggar family friend.
God, you incestuous fuckfaces.
The Springdale police spokesman said, Judge Stacy Zimmerman ordered us Friday to expunge that record, adding that such records are typically kept indefinitely. But now, as far as the Springdale Police Department is concerned, the report does not exist anymore.
So he didn't
do it. How does that work?
Well, it just didn't happen.
But does that work?
No, it didn't happen. It didn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Well, how many other people are going to have their records expunged?
Oh, as many. No, are they white?
That aren't white or aren't privileged or aren't Duggar?
Absolutely not. No. We need them in jail.
Oh, I see.
It's a double
That's
standard.
How that works.
You got to have a reality show and be friends with Mike Huckabee.
Now, the Arkansas Times is looking into that shit because they're saying they're not even sure who requested the destruction of the reports.
Yeah.
And the Arkansas Times reports that no apparent notice was given until it was destroyed. And the newspaper is suggesting that they may have violated some laws by doing that. So they're looking into that now. So shenanigans all around trying to cover up a kid diddler.
And all you know what's insane? And throughout all of this story, who is protecting these girls from this monster?
Right.
Or who was at the time? Nobody.
No.
They were asleep. God, I mean, this guy is a fucking monster. They were innocent children asleep, and this guy preyed on him. His own fucking family.
And I'm sorry, 14
horrible
to 17 years old, you know not to do that shit. A 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old, you could maybe say, okay, they're playing doctor or some shit. 14? Dude, although they are Duggars. Who knows? They're sheltered. Maybe he thought it was okay. He didn't even know what that little thing between his leg was for.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying they're just so stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they homeschooled?
Of course.
Good God.
Of course. They don't allow any of the liberal commie pinkos to get a hold of their children and suggest, like, rational thought to them.
Hey, Duggars, it's just, a bit of advice from At Rated R Comedy. I think maybe you should find someone else to teach your kid math and science.
Right.
I can't imagine you're smart enough to do that.
Oh, I'm sure Mama Duggar is more than qualified to teach high school evolution and chemistry.
Well, the way they know it, yes.
Right.
Kate could teach it per the Bible. It came out of a fucking rib. How?
It's so much easier that way.
Right.
So much easier. Why memorize all the DNA sequences, the ATH and C or whatever? ADTC, whatever.
I tell you something. I almost want to buy into this whole religious garbage just so I can believe in the fact that.
But how can you?
But that's listen, how awesome
Pascal's wager.
Okay. What do you mean?
When people come up to you and say, well, you know, what's the difference? If you choose to believe and are wrong, then you're not going to know the difference. But if you just choose to believe, or if you choose to believe and are wrong, then nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you choose to believe and you're right, Jesus and angels fillet you for all of heaven.
Yeah.
But so they're basically saying, well, you should choose to believe because either way, you're hedging your bet. But how do you choose? The flaw there is how do you choose to believe something? How do I turn on ridiculous, factless faith
with prayer? You're stupid.
But you can't.
No, I want to believe. Here's why I want to believe in it. Because I want to believe in it. I want to believe when Jesus comes back, it'll be this black guy, and oh my God, it's really gonna piss them all off. Oh, it'll be like the scene. It'll be like the scene in Blazing Saddles, the funniest scene ever.
Good morning, man.
Black sheriff
comes riding into town.
Rides into town, and all the racists.
Well, we saw what happened in 2008.
Yeah,
we got a nationwide version of that.
Oh, that's true.
When the black sheriff rode into the White House.
I told you I was doing that stand-up show at the bowling alley in Pensacola, Florida. It's Shooters.
Yeah,
and there's this chick sitting here, and she was making a face at everybody. If anybody was dirty in the least, she was kind of making this weird little screwed-up face.
Stink eye?
Yeah. And I just looked at her. I said, hey, what's more disturbing to you? Like, if I say Jesus didn't exist or Jesus is black, which one bothers you more?
Ooh.
Well, she looked at me and she's like, she's blank. She was just like, well, if he didn't exist.
Well, I give her credit for that
meaning,
one, at least.
Well, yeah, but it sounded like she had a mortar.
She did have to think about it, though.
I mean, I don't think it would necessarily make her happy if Jesus was black.
Right.
Oh, God, please let him come back, and please let him be black. Please, also, please make Santa Claus exist with black skin.
Why is Josh Hamilton trending? Oh, he got an at-bat for the first time in 3 years.
He's back. Fuck it. Hey, Artie Moreno at the Los Angeles Angels. You're a fucking idiot. Why not just hold on to this Josh Hamilton? They're basically paying for him to play in the same division on another team. They're paying him. He's owed like $25 million a year to fucking play for another team because he just doesn't like Josh Hamilton. It's fucking stupid. And the rest of their outfield sucks. They have one of the best players in the history of God, but the rest of their team kind of sucks. Good job.
Good job.
I was getting so I was looking for the gong, but I'm glad
I saw you turning that way.
Thanks for taking care of that one.
We talked a little bit about these doomsday preppers, and I think I might have mentioned this on Friday's show when the Hollywood Hick called in. Brent Paris,
right?
Listen to the Hollywood Hick from the Florida Room, which, by the way, I saw the Florida Room.
It's nice.
Live for the first time at the Hollywood Hick compound on Saturday night. Holy crap, it's nice.
Yeah, he's got a nice spread, man.
Nice pad going on there.
That's one of those places, like, if you're in a city, you hold on to that.
Or you die.
Whoa.
they drag your dead body out of there.
Yeah, what do the Republicans say? How you're going to have to get your rifle out of their fucking hands, pry it from my cold dead fingers. God.
Yeah, Charlton Heston.
Fuck you, Moses. He was Moses, right? Charlton Heston.
He was Moses. So we haven't heard from this guy in a while. I just thought this would be kind of a funny clip. This is from the Jim Baker Show.
Hey.
Go to www.jimbakershow.com. And you can watch his television show, the formerly failed televangelist and resurrected, apparently, because he's got a TV show and people are sending him fucking money again.
That's unreal. It's unreal. Send us money.
I went to jail for fraud, for $1 million fraud.
Yes.
For fleecing people of money. I'm out. Send me money.
Give us a call. Our operators are here. They'll take your credit card information. But he's selling desserts, though.
On his show is none other than another right-wing nut job, dickwad.
Right.
The head of Morningstar Ministries, Rick Joyner.
Rick Joyner.
We've played, it's been a while. He's Mississippi. We played a clip from him. He hates gay. Check all the check marks. Hates gays.
Perfect.
Obama's a Muslim.
Cha-ching.
End times.
He's a birther.
Are upon us, blah, blah, blah.
He's a birther.
Well, oh, sure, why not? So,
check.
Jim Baker, here's a little bit. But this is what's so funny about this clip is not only are your brains going to explode from the just moronitude of all this crap, but where this clip goes is so funny and sad. Here is they're talking about the police and, everything that's going on here
right.
in America and, well, the entire world.
It's a sign of end times.
Here we go.
So many in the inner city, for some reason, hate the police. If the police are gone for one day, if they're gone, just suddenly gone, we are going to have anarchy. We are going to have the greatest hell on earth.
and not only, but don't we remember not that long ago when the dickwads of in blue of New York decided because they got their fifis hurt by the mayor,
they didn't want to work no more.
That they weren't gonna do anything except felony crimes or something. And
what a bunch of little babies!
And guess what happened? The city of New York
was better.
Was nice for a few days.
It was great,
right? Without them out drumming up crime to drag people in for to generate revenue.
This is anarchy, though. What you described is the anarchy hell.
But there wasn't, because they were still policing murders and big stuff. They just stopped hassling people for the little shit.
Ah, come on.
They got off our dicks for the little stuff.
I want to choke out a guy for selling Lucy cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. I think
asshole.
That black guy has a joint.
Yeah, shoot him.
I feel threatened.
We are going to have the greatest hell on earth because the gangs will take over.
So there we go.
Black people are coming for you. They are coming out of the inner city.
You notice he said inner city. He's not talking about the biker gangs
Yeah, what about those
Waco,
guys?
Waco, Texas.
What about the scumbags that live in, like, California?
Oh, inner city.
Peddle meth.
You know what inner city means.
All that shit.
You know what inner city means.
Right.
And urban. Urban. We know what that means. We're looking at you, Paul Ryan.
Inner
you
city.
Shit stain.
Urban. New York. Liberal.
And it's time to be ready. It's time.
Okay.
Good God.
So you know where he's going. This is Jim Baker now.
Get ready. The blacks are coming.
Now what just flashed on the screen, it says, Hardy home cooked food. 1 year of food for two. $1,100 plus shipping. On the Jim Baker show.
Who the fuck is that guy that looks like Barnaby Jones?
That's Jim Baker.
Holy shit.
It's been a while.
Well.
To be prepared. It's time to be informed. Yeah. And that's why, you know, I appreciate Rick coming to our expo and giving us the warning of what's coming.
I appreciate this other nut job showing up and pointing and saying, we're doomed. God. I appreciate his help.
These people love the end of the world. They love it.
Oh, God.
My God.
Because the Bible talks about events where a fourth of the...
Okay, now we've cut to a wide shot of the audience. And Ryan, I'd like to take... I'll give you one guess at what a good description of the audience is.
Pat, I'm going to go with what is white.
Oh, you can ding, ding, ding. You can also say what is old.
What is
fat? I would
have
accepted. Or I would have accepted what is fat.
Yes.
The world will die in some major event where great wars, great armies as big as 200 million people. And, you know,
shut up.
A second.
What the fuck is he talking about?
The fuck? A second.
The Great Wars.
What war? What army of 200 million people is out there right now?
The Great One. The Great One, dummy.
He must mean every single Muslim.
Yeah. Oh, out there. Believe me.
And there's a billion of them, by the way.
This is all code for the black people are coming. You better buy some of my stupid dessert packs.
Yeah, the non-white people are coming. Because Muslims.
Is that his angle? Is he just trying to sell his...
It just came on the screen. $1,100. Hardy home-cooked food for a year.
$1,100? Wait.
For two.
Hold on a second.
1 year of food for two.
For $1,100?
For $1,100.
Is that a good deal?
That's $550 each.
Okay. For the whole year?
For the whole year.
Wait.
Which is $40? $45 a month? That ain't a lot of money. That's pretty good. $10, it's like $10 a week for food, for hearty home cooked food.
I want that. I got $45 a month.
Oh, wasn't a bad cipher.
No.
I woke up and thought, man, it's already happening. It's already available all over the world. Our enemy has gone from country to country and city to city. And now
you know who he's talking about.
Muslims. I'm totally distracted by the fact that I'm actually thinking of buying this.
Oh, you know it's not good.
But it's such a deal. What are your choices? What's the menu? Is it on there?
No, from the information
By the way, you could give more. It says for a donation of $1,100 or more.
Oh, fuck you, Jim.
You can get the Hardy home cooked food
fuck
for
off.
1 year.
God. You getting... The group called ISIS and others are already established themselves in the United States of America, and they're waiting for the final signal, and you saw it taking place, and you basically call it again the hordes of hell.
Come on. Where are these hordes of hell? Citations. Where has ISIS established itself in this country? But where?
Apparently these hordes of hell also... aren't going to kill you quickly because you're going to need a year's worth of home-cooked, hearty home-cooked meals.
Good fucking point. How am I going to be alive to enjoy my fucking dehydrated Salisbury steak?
And again, if you're one of the lucky ones that's holding the golden ticket that gets raptured.
Golden ticket, like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
How? Well, you don't give a fuck. If you're an end times Christian and you think you're being good... You think you're getting sucked up there for the rapture, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't need his stupid meals.
No!
The people who are bad and thinking of other guys' starfish and shit like that are the ones who are going to be left.
No. Listen, the reason why you... See, it's tough. Because I get your reasoning, right? And I understand why these right-wing nut jobs will actually follow your line of thinking. But these people also love the doomsday prepping bullshit, so... I mean, it's a compulsion.
Right.
They gotta buy 12 million buckets of, you know, single servings of banana pudding because they're fucking stupid.
You saw it taking place, and you basically call it again the hordes of hell.
The things of this world cannot have access to us.
Right.
Where it would even be a temptation. Because, you know, we're going to fall in these times if we're not clean. Now's the time to get clean. Before.
Now what is the time mean? To get clean.
Wash the black off of you.
The Lord.
Get right with God.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
You notice Jim Baker, he's a good salesman now. He keeps putting people back. Oh, it's my first drop. It's all good.
Is it okay?
It's all good. He puts people, he spins it right back to that.
Yeah.
Let's be prepared.
All right.
Be prepared. And you know how to be prepared.
Buy my shit.
Get right with God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Be prepared. Know the word. Know what's coming. We have the guidebook.
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious.
Well, that's the Bible he's waving around.
But the bartering, like the food that we send out.
There we go.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at his food right now, man. Holy shit.
Oh, dude. Well, here's a prepared version of it, allegedly. This looks like
those packets
potato salad.
Of food are going to be more valuable than gold. I want to tell you something. There's coming a day where the gold
comes in a Mylar food packet.
Hit pause. Fuck this guy. He just told me this is more valuable than gold.
Packets of food are going to be more valuable than gold. I want to tell you something. There's coming a day where the gold's not going to be valuable. Because if you can't eat it, it's not going to be
valuable. Here's a big giant hamburger with
he's fucking cracking himself
corn chips.
Oh, really? How much is that?
Valuable.
Here's one that says $5.50 plus shipping.
I mean, I don't want to be crude, but I'm going to be anyway.
No, there's chili.
I mean, toilet paper is going to be worth a lot of money.
I'm not going to be crude.
I don't want to be crude.
Hey.
Be valuable. I mean, there's certain things. I don't want to be crude, but I'm going to be anyway. I mean, toilet paper is going to be worth a lot of money. Anything you use up is going to be worth money. But bartering, you told us back then, find something that people are going to need and just put some of it away.
Hold on a second, man. I'm looking.
So there you go. He's spinning the end times into there's going to be total economic collapse and you're going to need shit to barter. And if you barter,
okay,
then, the way to do that is to get stuff that people are going to need, which is food, because people aren't going to need gold. So don't buy your gold.
You can,
like Pat Robertson's telling you to do, like some of the other nut jobs, like Alex Jones always advertise those. Buy gold.
Well,
buy gold now.
Alex Jones also believes in investing in guns and owning guns because they're fucking valuable. I don't know.
But why would we go back to gold? If the entire economy collapses, why the fuck would we care if it's paper representing monetary value or if it's something shiny representing monetary value?
I do not know. I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like,
that made any
sense. Where's the logic there?
There's no logic. This is for stupid people. Dude, by the way, you can buy the Lion Energy L1500. It's $979. It's a solar panel. Dude. I'm going to buy one of these and put it in the front window. Fuck you, California Power, whatever their company's name is, right? Look at that.
LEDWP.
Would this run the whole apartment? Comes in a bag.
Probably not.
Oh, God, dude, it comes in an...
Keep crab diving running.
In an EMP bag.
Wait, they're okay
an electronic.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, you store it so it doesn't get fried
like
when
a Faraday bag or whatever.
When the EMP hits. And who, by the way? Who the fuck even knows if that shit really works? Did he test it out?
The EMP?
Here's the thing, man.
Oh, you're saying you can't really know if it's... wow.
This dude... Here's what I think the flaw is with being a buyer in the doomsday prepper kind of... market space. You don't know if this shit is going to work unless the world kind of ends and we have a zombie apocalypse. And... if it doesn't, if Jim Baker's pudding tastes like shit, and then the fucking apocalypse happens, what do I do? Do I call him and return it? No, I'm fucked.
Well, right, yeah. Money back guarantee isn't going to do shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any...
wow. You can buy 7 years of beans.
How much?
For $3,000.
Oh, that's a great deal. You know how much I spend in beans a month?
Here's for two. Here's a year's worth of food of beans for two. $1,000.
What a horrible existence with your significant other. I've bought 10 years of beans.
Bulk black bean burger bucket with ketchup.
Oh, God. That sounds so good. Oh, could you give me another scoop of the bulk black bean burger bucket?
Bonanza? Our combination of freshly mashed black beans, wholesome flours, and rich southwestern spices provides a meal that is a good source of iron and an excellent source of fiber.
Let me, you know, straight up, this is how this asshole's going to go back to jail.
300 servings. This bucket makes daily dinners and weekend barbecues a cinch. Each patty contains almost 100 fewer calories than a lean beef patty. Well, that's not good. If you're survivaling,
right,
you want calories.
Are they trying to appeal to my, like, to people's vanity about not being fat, but this is doomsday prepper shit?
20-year shelf life.
Oh. Well, fuck, man. Now I am putting my money where my mouth is, saying that I believe the rapture will happen in 20 years. Or I just want to, you know.
Oh, and don't forget Jim's favorite ketchup.
What is it?
Today, even simple foods and condiments are often loaded with refined sugars, heavy-duty preservatives, and other artificial ingredients like colors, flavors, processing aids. Ooh, AIDS. That's why Old Mill Inn has formulated our new all-natural ketchup with stevia.
Hey, man.
Now you have a chemical-free and naturally sweetened choice when it's time to restock.
Oh, I want that. That sounds good. That's a good product.
Well, that comes with the bulk black bean burger bucket.
Bonanza. Why
300 meals, though, it says, for $150.
That's I don't understand why we're not just ordering this shit.
$0.50 a burger.
Doesn't it sound like this is how he's going to go to jail again? Because it just seems like there has to be some bullshit behind this.
I think he's pretty upfront about it. I'm looking at these prices. There's no fleecing here.
But, dude,
how does people get the shit?
How do you know it works? Because if you're just storing it in your basement, we don't know if this product is actually...
Well, then everybody wins.
How do we know he's not committing fraud? And by the way, who's Lori Baker?
His new wife, probably.
Yeah, she's pretty good looking. Maybe. I mean, you know, for Jim, shit. Jim and Lori Baker.
For $2,500, you could get a fuel-less generator.
Oh wait, I want that from the apartment.
One 100-watt foldable solar panel, one hand crank charger, one 20-foot extension cord, a 600-watt fuel-less generator.
What is it? So how does it make power? Crank it?
I think you crank it.
Shit into it. It runs on piousness. It runs on piety. Piousness. God.
It's 12 amps. It comes out. Oh, anyway. Blah, blah, blah. So, that's what's going on there.
You're thinking you need to go shopping, don't you? I mean, no. That food is such a good deal. We're paying astronomical prices for food.
Horrible, horrible.
Somehow Jim Baker's got some good deals on there.
Powdered eggs he's selling. Oh, get this. 40 days and 40 nights. Take advantage of that shit. They have a 40 days and 40 nights offer for $140.
How stupid.
A 20-year shelf life of food.
Dude.
Includes oatmeal, black bean burgers, cheesy broccoli with rice, creamy chicken and rice, that must be soup, Italiano marinara, instant mashed potatoes, mac and cheese,
okay,
creamy potato soup, and morning moose whey milk.
Ugh. Whatever. That sounds great. How much is all that?
$140.
And how many meals is that?
40 days, 40 nights.
Well, wait a second. That's a great deal.
That's pretty cheap, but it's also pretty
heinous. It's 80 meals for barely...
It's horrible.
You don't know. You haven't tried it.
Oh, I'm sure they're delicious.
The cheesy broccoli dehydrated?
I'm sure it's delicious as fuck.
How do you make it? Is it anal rehydration?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see the food insurance bug out bags?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. These people are you're shameless, Jim.
So get your get your survival shit there.
It's so brilliant. It's like, okay, my previous fan base, they all believed in God pretty much, and they all thought, they all believed in Revelations, the end of times. So how can I make money off that? I'll sell them bug out bags and, you know, food for the end of the world.
Did we talk about this other asshole that's defending the Duggar diddler who his main argument, this is more Christian jujitsu logic.
God.
His argument is that he, since Josh molested girls, which could damage their trust of men. Listen, that's how he starts off. That's what he thinks the damage is.
Oh my God! These
that's the worst damage that girls are going to be suffered is that they're not going to trust men anymore.
They were assaulted. Their innocence was taken away by this fucking idiot, this asshole monster that Huckabee's
which
defending.
Could damage their future marriage.
Come on,
which could damage their future family.
Oh,
so basically, he's lamenting the fact that, you know, it might have made him less perfect baby factories.
Ugh. How gross.
He says, we should make Josh Duggar work the rest of his life to help families stay together and help them recognize how twisted the world is and how God offers instruction on how to live righteously. He should be forced to push faith, family, and freedom in the public, showing the Christian worldview to his has the answers.
Wow.
What? We should force him to get a job at the Family Research Council.
Oh, God.
Whose mission is to advance faith, family, and freedom in public policy.
Fuck you. Listen.
That would be a great punishment. So he's saying, do what he's doing. That because he's been pushing Jesus up the rectum of everybody, it's okay that his fingers smell like his little sister.
He gives him a pass, a free pass. Is that what this idiot's saying?
Yep.
Oh, God.
This
amazing.
Guy,
that's
this,
amazing.
This preacher, this shitslinger's name, Eric Hovind, or Hovind.
Charlatan.
Is, interestingly enough, the son of imprisoned creationist theme park operator.
Oh, my God.
Kent Hovind.
Dang, dang, ding, 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 ding.
He says that poor Josh Duggar is the victim of a double standard by the media.
God damn it.
They're saying they have the
double standard.
The media has the double standard. Not you, you Christian dick.
Yeah, really. This is nuts. Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
He says, Eric Hovind. He's
an asshole.
He says, the media praises sins such as lust, abortion, and homosexuality, but condemns confession, judgment, and forgiveness.
You're praising rape and abuse of children. That's what he's doing.
Now get this one. This is amazing.
Yes.
If evolution is true,
oh, fuck off.
Then there is no absolute right and wrong. If evolution is true, Josh should not have admitted his faults over a decade ago, because what one evolved bag of molecules does to another bag of molecules just doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
There's that moronic argument.
This
that
is all
if there's
stupid.
No God, there's no morals.
God, hey, asshole, why don't you go to Jim Baker's website, buy a shitload of, like, black bean burger dip.
Wait a second. I'm an atheist. I've been one as long as I can remember.
Burn in hell.
Even in grammar school.
Yeah.
I've never diddled anybody.
No, but you eat babies.
And here's someone who's been nuzzling under the ball sack of Jesus for his whole life and stuck his fingers in his sister while they were sleeping.
And think about the
whatever he did.
The consequences. I mean, this guy's got real consequences. You know, if you believe in that bullshit, I mean, isn't that something you could possibly burn in hell from in all of eternity?
But he'd been forgiven.
Raping and molesting your fucking siblings. But an atheist, you're not doing that. You don't have any consequences. How are you supposed? How do you live a normal life? You don't walk around in fear of burning in hell.
If evolution is true, there is no ultimate judge on the bench who will hold every man, woman, and child responsible for their actions. And if evolution is true, you will not give an account for every idle word you speak.
God. Give it up for the simpleton, everybody. Good job. dumbass.
Ray Comfort, who was foisted upon us by Australia, another Christian nut job, said, tweeted, "Standing by my friend Josh Duggar as a brother in Christ."
Oh, I threw up. This was horrible.
He says this was in his BC days.
Before Christ?
Such were some of us. But he wasn't. This family has been Christy forever.
Yeah, but there is a time before you accept the Lord Jesus into your heart. It's BC. It's before that you make that move.
It's BC. TLC has officially yanked 19 kids and counting from their rotation.
Shocked. Are you shocked? I can't fucking believe it.
I guess actual documented diddling.
Yeah.
They'll get off. They won't kick those fucking duck dicks off.
Well, do we give it up to TLC or just something they should do?
Are the duck dicks on TLC too?
No, that's Arts and Entertainment Television. Annie.
I see.
Arts and Entertainment gave a television show to people that run around in camo shooting ducks.
And hate gay people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. I'm surprised they canceled it. I really am.
And are zillionaires.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
Before they started.
They're rich.
The Duck Dynasty bullshit.
They're loaded.
Yeah, look at Google.
They're the 1%.
Duck Dynasty in the 80s or the 90s or whatever. And look at what the family looked like back in the day. Right-wing white assholes. Dudes.
Perfect.
Short hair. Perfectly shaved.
My favorite.
Polo shirts. Going down to the club.
Right.
They started embracing that that ZZ Top look because it started making them some money.
Are you saying this is an act? It's all theater?
I think there might be a little of that involved.
How are the duck dicks coming out on this? Are they supporting the Duggar? They stand behind Josh.
I don't know if there's been an official announcement. I'm sure they do.
Well, I crab diving is calling for it. Phil Robertson,
well,
is that
Phil
his
Robertson
name?
Probably suggested it. Didn't he say get them before they're...
Oh, he's disgusting.
Wasn't he the one who said get them before they're...
Before they're, you know...
Before the hair does? Get them before...
he didn't say that, but he said, you know, get them while they're young. Otherwise, they're going to steal your money.
Right.
I don't even understand what his reasoning is behind that, other than that's just something he believes. But where does that come
because
from?
Because the Bible. Because Bible.
Because society will, you know, will make these women unpure.
You're right.
Some bullshit like that.
Oh, here we go. Oh, 1 second, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
Listen to those idiots laughing.
picking your pocket.
God.
He's in a creepy southerner, man.
He's funny. He's talking about fucking little girls.
he made a molestation joke. You're right. I know. Listen, we don't need a statement from the duck dicks. We know how they feel.
Right.
They're fine with it.
So don't forget if evolution is true. If evolution is true.
God. Hey, rednecks, these are your gods. These are the people you worship. Child molesters. Killer of ducks. Killer of birds, man. They're famous for killing fucking birds, we love them.
We got another pastor behaving badly. This one from the sovereign state of Tennessee.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Where is he? I call on gay God.
The pastor Boyd Watson Holder Jr.
Holy shit. Fuck you, boy.
Boy. Straight from central casting, from Justified.
Suck a dick.
Boyd Watson Holder Jr., 44.
Hey.
Has had a rough few months, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
Last December, Pastor Holder was discovered in a church van.
Oh, I love it
in
already.
An empty parking lot. having sexy times with another gentleman.
Oh, shit. His dick just fell in my mouth.
He allegedly apologized to the officers.
Sorry about that.
And they told him, don't have relations in public again.
Why did he apologize?
Before they ordered him off of the property.
Oh, because they were just in a car, in a van.
In a van.
How? Wait.
In
two adults can't fuck in a van?
Well, I don't know if you could see them or whatever. They were in an empty parking lot, so it was probably night, and the police are like, what's with that van? And it was a rockin'.
Oh, God.
So now in February, the church officials noticed something going on at the Victory Apostolic Church. In Kingsport, Tennessee.
The fucking brakes. What?
I noticed that
church?
A certain Victory.
What?
Apostolic.
What does that mean? Apostolic?
Apostolic church, yeah. You never heard that before?
No, I have no idea.
Like the apostles? Victory Apostolic Church, maybe? Or?
Oh, that's fucking weird. That's some Star Trek shit.
The... apostolic is the fourth mark of the church.
Perfect. It's some bullshit.
Yeah, it's some real bullshit.
The fourth mark. What is the fourth mark?
It's a apostolic churches are Pentecostal Christian denominations.
Oh, so much fun.
Which trace their origins back to the 1904 Welsh revival.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Ugh, color me there. That sounds like fun.
So they discovered at the Victory Apostolic Church
what?
That their bank account was looking a little shenanigan-y.
Oh, shit.
They discovered between $70,000 and $100,000 missing.
Oh, these thieves.
And when asked about the missing money,
fuck you.
Basically, Holder told his church members, quote, it's none of your business.
I gotta go fuck in a van.
So they did an analysis of the financial records.
God damn it.
Which was then submitted to a grand jury.
Uh-oh.
Which has handed down an indictment.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Of theft and money laundering, both Class B felonies.
Fuck you.
To Boyd Watson Holder Jr., 44, who was taken into custody.
Damn, that's a lot of money, man.
They found out, according to witnesses who appeared before the grand jury, that among some of the stuff that Pastor Boyd Watson Holder Jr.
30 gigs of kiddie
had spent some money on.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Was a lot of money on dating sites, online buddies, and farmers only.
Farmers only? How do you get the website No Farmers?
As well as auto repairs. So you got to get the van going so you can go fucking empty parking lots.
Well, they've had so much sex in that van, they've ruined it. They've ruined the suspension.
Pastor Holder was taken into custody, is now... they set bail at $35,000.
Is he out?
I don't think. Not according to this.
Oh, shit.
So there you go.
Congratulations, Pastor.
Spending his money on gay dating sites.
Now, is that where the money went?
Online buddies and farmers only. Some of it.
Where the fuck is it?
I don't know.
To me, I would be like, if you're the church.
How do you spend $100,000 on dating sites?
Do you think he has it hidden somewhere in some account? But he's going to have to give it back, or they're not going to let him out of jail. Isn't that how that works?
If he has it, yeah. I mean,
oh, you think it's gone?
Who knows?
I done spent it all in grinder tokens,
blowing hookers. Yeah,
right. Well,
so another one.
That's a great one, though.
I mean, that's and I'm sure their church is real gay friendly.
Oh, sure, the
apostolic
apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic. That's what's going on there with Pastor.
The fourth mark of the church.
Pastor, several named dudes.
Dude, it's such bullshit. Even the little bit you read about whatever that means, it's so ridiculous. It's like that's some Harry Potter mumbo jumbo.
I've got this story. Oh, too. Another story that's on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Fuck you.
And another person that a lot of the crab diving crabs and crabettes.
Yes.
Seem to hate because the comments are already.
What do we call people?
What do you mean?
Crabettes? Crabbers?
Crab Nation.
What about crab cakes?
The crab cakes.
Hey, crab cakes.
Some of the comments on the story are put him in a tent wearing pink underwear. One, Michael says, pig. David says, fuck you, Joe. I hope you end up in a tent city in bread and water, you scumbag. None other than Joe Arpaio, who Robert says he wasted a ton of public money and now he wants them to waste more. Mark says, no way, you old bigot.
Joe Arpaio, is that asshole from Arizona? Papers, please.
Sheriff, yeah, sheriff, papers, please.
Put on your pink jail uniforms.
Sheriff, pink uniform, bread and water. He's tried to give some people bread and water.
You're a dick.
Pulls over anything brown and has been repeatedly ordered by the feds to knock that bullshit off.
Fuck
and has been
you.
Found to be in contempt.
Yes.
Well, now, in a supreme, Maricopa County, Arizona, Joe Arpaio is turning to the public for money because he sent a letter out to his supporters. He's probably got a mailing fucking list.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on MailChimp.
That he doesn't have the money to continue paying for attorneys out of his own pocket.
Well, quit doing stupid shit, dumbass.
And says he's being targeted by immigration rights groups.
It's a witch hunt!
That are suing him to stop what they say are racist policies. How dare those fucking beaners come after me?
Yeah, really? I mean, you know, if you're a white supremacist racist asshole, that has to be the ultimate bullshit. When you're threatened by a minority, like, well, how can this happen? I'm white.
And everybody isn't backing them. How does this work? What's going on?
But
they're brown.
Nobody's donating to my racist Indiegogo.
Quote, in his email, he wrote, in some instances, I have to personally pay for attorneys to represent me in these cases.
Hey, dickhead. We think that these profiling fuckers you sent out to pull over Mexican dudes... When they got citations or pulled over or arrested, how the fuck do you think they defended themselves in court? They paid?
Yo, yeah, they've got tons of money.
Right. You're a dick.
I do not have the personal wealth or the wherewithal to keep up with the costly demands of paying for attorneys to defend me. Well, stop being a dick.
What's the wherewithal? Does that mean the marbles? Is that what he means by that?
The energy, I think.
Oh. Oh.
He's tired. Poor Joe's tired.
Have a power bar, dickhead.
He's awaiting the decision by U.S. District Judge Murray Snow.
Hey, Murray.
On whether the sheriff broke the law, failing to carry out a 2011 court order to refrain from bias against minorities.
You're so stupid. All they said was like, listen, if you treat human beings like human beings, we won't throw you in jail.
But they're not human beings. They're Mexicans.
Oh, God. Joe, you're so fucking stupid. Why don't you go buy some pudding from fucking Jim Baker and his Lori, Alani, whatever her fucking name is.
On Friday, whiny Judge Baby Joe said he wanted, Sheriff Joe wants the judge, Snow, taken off the case because the judge is personally involved in the case because Arpaio's former lawyer authorized a secret investigation of the judge's wife.
Holy shit.
What?
It's like 6 degrees of Kevin fucking Bacon.
The judge, good God, he's 83 years old.
Joe?
Yeah.
He's 83. And he's doing things like this. What an ass.
So in 2011, he was told, stop the bullshit. stop pulling over Latinos for no reason.
Right, dummy.
And ask them for their papers.
Right.
In 2013, this Judge Snow ruled that the sheriff's office had been, guess what? Still fucking doing it.
Yeah. You have to go there and actually verify that they're not doing it. This is not a guy that's just going to stop.
Listen to the Sheriff Joe's tone has changed because just a month ago, he said, I want to apologize to the judge. I should have known more about these court orders that slipped through the cracks.
No, he just didn't have a chance to read it or look at it.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed. They told me to stop pulling over Mexicans. I missed that one.
I don't have the wherewithal. I just said that. Right. How? What's he supposed to do? Open his fucking mail?
So now he also is facing a different challenge from a different federal judge.
Oh, shit.
Who in January ordered an immediate halt to the state's enforcement of identity theft laws that penalize immigrants. There was some weird... Arpaio was using that law to kick in the doors of workplaces and demanding papers.
But at the same time, he was fighting identity theft, right? Because that's what the law was. That was the intent of the law.
Oh, that's what he said he was doing. Okay. Right. But he was using it to kick in doors and have brown people show their papers.
What do you get out of this, idiot? What does Joe Arpaio get out of just terrorizing people that aren't white? He's a dick.
Yeah, it's hatred. I can't explain. I don't know. I can't relate.
Why, Joe? Why are you such an asshole? It's got to be horrible.
I'm sure there's some hate funding set up, some Kickstarter to help poor Sheriff Joe. Send him money because he's performing a service for the Americans, keeping those Mexicans.
What do you think happens when he goes home for Christmas? Do you think he's got some relatives who are like, oh, God, Joe's here. That fucking asshole racist. I'm so embarrassed.
So, yeah.
Oh, I hate him. Like through marriage or something. A distant relative has to put up with this asshole.
Yeah, there's got to be a couple of liberals in his family, right?
Or what if there's a Mexican person that's married to some distant...
Oh, God.
I mean, I assume most of the family is pretty...
Don't bring Pedro to the Memorial Day barbecue. Sheriff Joe's going to be there.
Yeah, don't have a black husband or everybody's going to be like, hey, wait, can you park my car, take my order? A bunch of racist assholes.
Tell Sheriff Joe you named your kid Billy, not Pedro.
Yeah. Pedro. I just arrested my own son.
My grandson. Are you legal? Let me see your papers, boy.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The beautiful and kind Sheriff Joe.
This is poor, poor Joe. God, when are you going to pull out a positive story from Arizona out of that spreadsheet of yours? Never. Just not a lot.
What, do you think I'm a fucking magician?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've got, the Pope's out there saying that protecting the earth is a requirement.
Oh, shit.
Of Christianity. So,
is it?
More American Christians, heads are going to explode. They don't know what they're going to do.
How does he justify that? How is that? How is protecting the environment a tenet of Christianity anyway?
But that we shouldn't shit on the planet that God gave us.
Where's that? In Bullshitica 69?
Well, I'm sure he can find justification somewhere.
Citation, Pope! I'm not recycling until I see a Bible verse. Fuck off.
I'm sure the judge or the Pope can find somebody to back that up.
Right. Back that shit up.
I was only talking about that while I was looking through other shit killing time. Oh no, we don't want to talk about that.
Oh, what is it?
We
must not speak of it.
Well, it was just a funny science thing.
Really?
It's a new device that smells farts.
For what purpose?
For your health. Like, it sniffs your farts to see if you have health problems.
How? Oh, really?
Apparently, the odors coming from your popo are the gas makeup of it can tell you if you've got some shenanigans going on up your pooper.
Wow, interesting.
It's being kickstarted. The They say that it aims to reduce the scourge of unnecessary flatulence. What?
Oh, it's reducing the number of farts.
It tells you, it analyzes the food and fart data.
Okay.
And helps suggest you how to change your diet.
Are you reading?
To reduce your overall gas passage.
Did it say food and fart data?
This isn't CNET.
God. Hey, we're having a science moment here CNET. On
crabdiving.com.
It's a fucking fart story. We're 8 years old.
They're talking about the gas CH4, which is the methane.
Right. Hello.
The device, how does it work?
Is it a tricorder?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You strap your phone over your ass.
Shut up.
You put a little belt clip over your ass, over your butt cheeks, and you hang your phone back there. And apparently it can detect your farts.
Who's buying this?
Or whatever this dealio is.
But who's buying it?
It's not your phone. It's still in Kickstarter. I think it's still a concept. So maybe they'll go on Shark Tank.
That's nuts. That is fucking crazy. The food and fart data analyzer.
Out of a $180,000 goal.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Sadly, they failed to...
What did they raise? $5?
$3,800.
That's amazing, because that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen.
A device that fits in your back pocket or attaches to your belt, it measures your gases and tells you what food to avoid.
So, you get an app, you download the app, and then you get the accessory that holds the phone. Can I ask a dumb question?
In the phone app, you keep track of the types of food you eat. You could be specific.
No.
Like put down broccoli.
No, fuck that.
Specific you are, the more accurate your results.
Why doesn't it tell me what I ate from my farts?
The app comes with a dashboard.
No.
God, it says it counts your number of farts.
I'm dumb. I don't want to
know. Your gas level today is regular.
4,500 in one day? Really? Oh, my God.
I guess it times out with, if you eat something for lunch, and then it counts, you start tooting a lot, it'll tell you, well, maybe you should avoid the broccoli.
How the fuck does my iPhone, though, tell me that? That's weird.
It's not your, it's, there's something that attaches to the back, and then the app is on your phone.
And the data goes into the app on the iPhone.
So I don't know if
it's a USB thing.
If it measures gas, or if it counts, but what if you have SBDs? Silent but deadly farts. What if you have silent farts?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
So
apparently.
It must. I wonder if it picks up on the gas.
Shit, man. Like,
by somebody who farted. What if you're on the subway and the guy next to you farts? Is your app gonna falsely?
Can we cure AIDS?
Give a false positive on somebody else's fart?
Absolutely. But honestly, can we cure AIDS? This is stupid. I don't see. Who cares? There's plenty of other things to work on, guys. Well, this is stupid.
Apparently, most other people agree with you because they didn't make...
Whose wacko passion is this?
They fell far, far short.
I am going to analyze fart and food data and tell you what's wrong with you.
Far short of their crowdfunding goal.
Sadly,
I think maybe the fart-o-matic or whatever the hell they're going to call it is...
No, what is it called? It does not have.
Say,
it it's a prototype.
Yeah.
We're in the development stage. We're testing the market.
Something to do with CH4. I think it was methane.
Yes. I know what the call sign for methane is, or whatever it is. What a call sign?
Methane 24/7, ladies and gentlemen. CH4.
Okay, Tom Cruise.
WCH4.
Tom Cruise's call sign was Maverick in Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
What's his fuck? I don't even know the guy who played Goose. He died, but he's Goose.
Spoiler alert.
What was, for the win,
oh, no.
Val Kilmer's call sign?
Oh, fuck. It was Maverick, Goose.
For the win.
And.
For all the points. If you win, what does Pat win? He wins 4,500 servings of the bucket of black bean bonanza.
You can eat black. Speaking of farts, you're going to need that little fart app if you're eating Jim Baker's black beans for a year.
No, it comes with it. It's a little thing. Does you plug it into your fucking solar panel.
God, what a great bomb shelter that's going to fucking smell like, right? A bunch of fat Christians eating beans.
Well, at least you're alive. Do you not see the zombie? Did you not see Walking Dead?
They may kill each other, though.
Yeah. For the last scoop of dehydrated vanilla pudding. No. What is Val Kilmer's call sign? You not know? I think I remember, but I'm not totally sure. But it's
Maverick, Goose, and Felcher.
There's a line.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Iceman.
Fuck. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Iceman.
Named after the play, right?
What?
That's what his call sign was named after.
Was it?
The Iceman cometh.
The superhero?
No.
Iceman?
Yep.
Who?
The Iceman cometh.
This is, what have we got? We got a few minutes left here on the big show this Monday. This is a story. It's also on our Facebook. I think you put this up there.
Did I really?
That there's a new law.
Is it about a naked dude? Because I didn't even.
You had a naked dude stretch, man. There was a.
I know, but that's all there was.
A trifecta of naked dudes.
A guy, listen to this. A guy climbed on a bridge naked to take a selfie or I don't know what the fuck. While he was up there, the drawbridge went up. And then he was caught on top of the fucking drawn bridge, fucking naked. And the other naked story was this guy was protesting an oversold flight.
In Charlotte.
God, did you see that story? He got naked in protest?
Yeah.
Wow. Don't fuck with him. I will take my pants off.
He's probably not going to have to go through the extra pat down.
There's another naked story, too. I don't even remember what the fuck it was.
There was. I thought there was like three
of them.
It was a
three. It was a trifecta. Yeah.
Three penises out there on the crab diving Facebook.
What would it be like? Imagine you're at O'Hare waiting on a flight, and all of a sudden you're like, why the fuck is that guy naked?
Oh, a naked man attempts to steal baby at graduation.
That's the third one.
A naked man suspected of being under the influence.
How
do you think?
Fucked up. Was that an item on a scavenger hunt?
Tried to take
baby
at a graduation ceremony. Oh, here in the valley.
Oh.
Up here in the valley.
Oh, God.
Some shenanigans going on.
Oh, I remember it was the valley. I was trying to, what town in Florida is this?
San Fernando Valley.
That's crazy.
But no, this story is, again, a slightly more enlightened
right.
country than ours.
Oh.
How dare you? America's exceptional.
Fuck ye.
We hate Negroes the most and queers.
Buy my vanilla puddings.
this is a new law that was passed in France.
Oui.
Freedom fries.
Right.
That mandates that all new buildings
must be gay.
That are built. Well, it's France. That's a given.
got queer buildings over there.
In commercial zones in France, that all the new buildings must be partially covered in either plants or solar panels.
Zut alors!
Green roofs.
Yes.
They are calling them.
Oui, oui.
An isolating effect, helps reduce the amount of energy needed to heat a building during the winter or cool it in summer.
Fuck you!
They're capable of retaining Wayne Watto.
We are retaining Wayne Watto.
Wayne Watto. Rudy Giuliani will be reading this for you.
Right,
Barbara Walters. Yeah, but they're problems with one off.
Oh, yeah.
Also offers birds a place to call home and hang out. French environmental activists.
Queers!
Originally wanted the law to make it so that it covers all the new roofs. However, they compromised.
Every roof?
Now it's got to be. Every roof must be partially covered. I don't know what partially means. But
yes. Well, do we get a roof on our apartment? That would be great. Or a roof garden.
Green roofs are already very popular in Germany.
Leros. Nine!
And Australia.
Good day.
There you go.
Blooming
as well
onion.
As in Canada.
A.
Our friends to the north.
Fuck you, hoser.
In Toronto.
Ooh.
There was a bylaw adopted in 2009. City of Toronto.
Bye.
Mandated green roofs on all new industrial and residential buildings. Guess what's not happening here in the United States of America?
God damn it. Wait a second. How do you have these roofs in Canada? It's cold as shit there. How do you get anything to grow on your fucking roof?
Well, I mean...
Really, what do you put there?
Maybe they put the solar there and the mixture with the green.
Hey, just
you put some trees that can handle the winter.
Right.
Up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
It says they help with storm management. Water stored is stored up there, taken up by the plants, returned to the atmosphere. They help divert landfills. They keeping the life of waterproofing stuff.
What?
And HVAC systems.
Shit.
Through decreased use. So because you're using everything less, it helps save landfills.
You just got a bunch of bushes on your roof. And that's nice. Easy. Yeah, it's nice.
They're nice spaces. It says it opens up new areas for community gardens, commercial recreational space.
Oh, my God.
In busy cities where space like that is generally quite limited.
Right. But what here? Here's what I'll say to all this bullshit. What about that building in somewhere, what is it, in Russia or in India that collapsed because they had too much potting soil in their rooftop garden and it took out the whole fucking building and everybody died? You know that story I'm talking about?
No, but there may have been less regulations on less regulations.
I don't know. I want to figure out what that problem is before we do it here, because it was either in Indonesia, Russia, or India, or the Ukraine. I can't remember which country. What? Are you reading the story now?
No, I saw another story over here on the side, and I'm trying to figure out if it's actually real or not.
Right.
Police raided a restaurant after locals reported it was selling human meat.
I saw that story.
In Nigeria? I don't know if this is true.
I was going to put that on Facebook, but it's so gross.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's totally true.
And we need to vet this one a little bit more.
Who cares?
I don't know if that's a real story.
It is. Read it. It's right there.
We're real journalists.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ted Koppel.
We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show, ladies and gentlemen. We're here from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday for your ear holes live.
Download us. .com/live.
Streaming entertainment for you 24/7.
We are Sharia compliant.
And then we're available for podcast downloaded, dude.
Yes.
At crabdiving.com.
Assholery.
iTunes and Stitcher. I'm desperately
what's wrong
to become Somalia or some heinous Mad Maxy kind of dystopian future.
The only thing I know of Somalia is that fucking movie Black Hawk Down. That's how I think of Somalia. It's terrifying.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas.
Oh, this guy is such a dick.
Oh, heinous. He makes Rick Perry look awesome as far as assholitude.
Just make me an N-word head camp.
So now this shitbag signed legislation that the other shitbag sent up to him.
Right.
That is aimed at making it faster to crank out permits for industrial projects.
Oh, yeah.
By cutting the amount of public scrutiny.
Oh,
so
good.
We don't need the people to see this shit. You don't need to see that chemical plant, whether it's going to be good for you or not. It's going to make money and freedom and jobs and shit.
Well, okay.
So
hey,
shut the hell up about your kids dying of cancer.
Yeah. Well, you're not being fair. What about some oversight success or non-oversight success stories? I mean, yes, we had that oil spill in Northern California and, you know, there's earthquakes in Arkansas.
And trains flying off the rails and blowing up with oil on them.
But in the interest of being fair and balanced, please do a non-oversight success story.
Senate Bill 709, which will now become law on September 1st, is another victory for a wide range of industries and a big pile of shit on the face to consumer and environmental advocates.
Some people are into that.
The this heinous law is intended to scale back what are called contested case hearings, which is some process that allows the public to challenge industrial applications.
Got to get rid of that.
For permits at the, listen to the name of this organization, which in Texas, you know how much this organization means.
Yeah.
Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Oh my God.
We don't need no money.
Environmental quality. I'm going to keep the environment safe and nice so I can shoot shit in it.
Such as like wastewater, air pollution emissions. So, State Senator Troy Frazier from Horseshoe Bay.
Horseshoe Bay.
And State Representative Jeannie Morrison from Victoria, Texas. Both, you'll be shocked to learn, are Republicans.
Oh, God.
Are argued that the current slow move and bureaucracy drives employers into Louisiana. Nobody's going to open their plant here because we won't let them poison the water and the air.
I mean, it should be apolitical.
We're losing a lot of jobs to surrounding states, Frazier said. This is clearly for economic development.
You know, do you think all those right-wing nut jobs up in Santa Barbara that now have oil on their beach, do you think?
Well, it's a big deal now because those are rich people. I saw an article that now all of a sudden some of these people are saying, well, this isn't good.
Yeah.
Because now their pretty beaches and their multi-gazillion dollar properties has some black shit on it.
And these assholes that go fishing and shit, I mean, what are you going to do? You going to eat that fish? Yeah. No. It's ruined, dickhead. That's what happens. You fucking Republican assholes.
Critics of this heinous law say that it's going to stifle the little voice everyday Texans now have when it comes to manufacturers, chemical plants, landfills, other high-polluting businesses that want to set up shop.
Oh, fuck you, peasant.
So that's what's going on there. This new law is worried. The EPA is concerned, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency, which the Republicans want to do away with because it's mean to business.
God damn
Keeping
it.
Your air clean and water clean and shit is mean to business.
That's what they always say. We're driving out business. You're getting rid of jobs.
The feds may challenge it because they're concerned that as it's currently drafted, the legislation could be read to impact the applicability of federal requirements.
Oh, shit.
But you know, they'll just say, fuck you, federal requirements. We're Texas. We don't abide by your shit.
All right. Secede, you white trash idiots, and we're going to invade the shit out of you.
Yeah, what do you think Obama's doing already?
Oh, yeah. Fire up the drones.
Setting it up.
We're going to light up.
You know what's going to happen?
Laredo.
Is there going to be some heinous accidents? And the rest of us are going to have to pay the price and send money down there to clean up those fuckers and care for their children with seven arms and three eyeballs and shit.
Yeah.
In the name of freedom. But they would have made money.
You are on watch, Texas.
We're out of here, people. We got to go quickly. I talk too much. We're going, don't forget, crabdiving.com for all your crab diving needs. We're at, don't forget, all of our
Facebook,
social media,
Twitter,
crab diving, and there's
Tumblr.
Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, oh so freaking vile.
And, we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
DTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.